Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Former President Donald Trump made his first public appearance since being indicted on federal charges. Rahul Bali from member station WABE has more from the Georgia Republican Party convention.
The former president calls this week's federal indictment a political hit job and election interference.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice.
Trump attacked the Department of Justice and the FBI. He also defended himself. Trump has been indicted on 37 federal charges for his handling of classified documents. For NPR News, I'm Raul Bally in Columbus, Georgia.
And Trump is scheduled to appear in a federal courtroom in Miami on Tuesday to be arraigned on the charges. He's the first former U.S. president to be indicted on federal criminal charges. Heavy fighting is reported in southern and eastern occupied Ukraine, where Kyiv's forces have launched a counteroffensive against Russian-held territory. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow. Russia insists its troops have thwarted the Ukrainian attacks so far.
According to a Russian defense ministry spokesman, Ukraine's attempts to reclaim territory in the occupied regions of Donetsk and Zaporizhia, as well as the city of Bakhmut, had all failed, and Moscow's forces had destroyed multiple American and German tanks and used by Ukraine's army in the process. The claim was in keeping with a series of recent Russian army statements that its defenses have repeatedly thwarted Ukrainian attempts to break the Russian lines in what Russian officials say is the start of a long-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. That view was endorsed by President Vladimir Putin, who said the use of Western tanks signaled Ukraine's offensive had definitely begun, but that Kyiv's forces had failed to achieve any of their objectives thus far. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
A contingent of firefighters from France has now arrived in Quebec to help tackle fires raging through the province. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the province's premier has asked for more international help.
Firefighting crews in Quebec are overwhelmed, and there's been little help from some other provinces facing their own fire challenges. Some personnel have arrived from New Brunswick, but officials in Quebec say the situation remains critical, with more than 140 fires burning, about half of them out of control. The more than 100 firefighters from France are expected to help bolster efforts to contain and even control some of the fires. Officials say some of the fires have been allowed to burn freely because of the shortage of firefighters. Quebec's public safety minister says by Monday there should be about 1,200 people fighting the fires from the U.S., Portugal, and Spain, as well as military personnel. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And smoke from those fires blanketed the eastern U.S. this week from New York down to Washington, causing air quality alerts. You're listening to NPR News. The man known as the Unabomber, who went on a 17-year bombing campaign that left three people dead and nearly two dozen injured, has died. The Bureau of Prisons says Ted Kaczynski died in a federal prison medical center in North Carolina at the age of 81. He had been held in the federal Supermax prison in Colorado and was serving four life sentences plus 30 years for a campaign of terror that set universities around the country on edge. Kaczynski, a Harvard-educated mathematician who lived in a rustic shack in the Montana wilderness, admitted to committing 16 bombings from the late 1970s to the mid-1990s. Cities across the country are holding pride celebrations this weekend. As Walter Wuthman of member station WBUR in Boston reports, that city's annual celebration of the LGBTQ community returned today for the first time in 3 years.
Hundreds of thousands of people descended on downtown Boston for the region's largest pride celebration since the beginning of the pandemic. Near the front of the parade was Maura Healey, the state's first openly gay governor.
I'm just so proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to lead the state. I'm grateful for the support. And I just want people to know in this time where there are other states going backwards, come to Massachusetts. It's a great place to live, to raise a family, to grow a business.
The parade comes as activists say LGBTQ rights are under threat across the country. A church in Boston was vandalized with what the pastor described as homophobic graffiti in the days before the march. For NPR News, I'm Walter Wuthman in Boston.
And a pride celebration was also held at the White House today. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.